Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You know where I like to go is the Taste of Chicago.
Okay. Are you going to be down there very soon?
No, I don't really have any plans to, but I need a transition to get to our next guest.
Oh, because of the food time.
Well, yes, it is a part of our food time program. You mean Chicago Radio's official food and dining show?
That's the one.
The award-winning All Things Edible program.
That is the one.
Heard every Sunday, more or less, around this time.
Yes, indeed. That is the one.
This week, sponsored by our friends at the Greek Islands Restaurant. That show, is that the one you're
talking about? That's exactly the one I'm talking about.
Well, what a coincidence, then, because we have Dr. Neil Fisher on the phone line, who is the medical director for Humana, and they are talking about healthy choices at food festivals like Taste of Chicago, or, you know, name it. There's a whole variety of outdoor food festivals, especially going on this weekend. Dr. Fisher, nice to have you with us. Thank you for joining us.
Great to be here, Dean. Thank you.
Is this the weekend that you know, doctors and dietitians are concerned about because we're all eating such bad stuff?
Well, we're concerned all year round, but I think this year we might give you a reason to come on down because of our Humana Healthier Choices program.
Taste of Chicago, you mean?
Yes, down at Taste, yes, which is part of the Taste of Chicago. We've been actually sponsoring the Taste of Chicago for 10 years now, and our Healthier Choices program selects healthy items that you can actually have and have some fun down there rather than some of that fatty stuff that we worry about the rest of the year.
Yeah, but the fatty stuff is so much fun, though.
Yes, but some of us may not be have the right waistline or the right cholesterol to do that.
Oh, you doctors and your logic and science gets us.
I guarantee you'll have fun. We actually are partnering with 29 of the restaurants to offer 71 items that meet certain criteria for calories, sodium, and fat. That doesn't mean they're non-fat, but they're healthy for you, and we have some fun doing it. When we started, we only had 11 items. We're up to 71, and we also have a number of vegetarian and gluten-free items that were highlighted
right.
as well.
So in a general sense, I mean, you know, some people are going to come to Taste, and some people will never make it to Taste. But in a general sense, what are the kinds of things that people should be avoiding? Before we talk about some specific things at Taste, what are the kinds of things that people should either avoid or at least exercise some moderation?
Well, I think it all depends on your underlying health, because you know, for some of us, if we're otherwise very healthy, it's certainly fine to let go and have some of those items that have a bit more fat and salt and calories. But those are the general things you'll probably want to avoid unless you have other kinds of conditions. You know, we don't want to rain on the parade in any way, but it's. It's good to kind of know that you're doing something healthy, and we can help you do that.
Yeah, so in a general sense, you know, one of the popular things at Taste is pizza. Is pizza okay?
Well, I think you're going to want to look at the ingredients. I mean, I think most of us know that the more things you add, try to stick to the veggie toppings, and if you've got an issue with weight or cholesterol, maybe watch out for those meats and other items. So, it's not a salad exactly, but you can also make it healthy if you watch what you're putting on it.
Because I like, for example, I love doing pizza on the grill. I think it's fantastic. So you tell me how this works out nutritionally. I like a good margarita pizza. So I've got the pizza crust. I've got a little tomato sauce on there. I've got some fresh tomatoes, some fresh basil, and a little sprinkling of mozzarella cheese on there.
I think you're going in the right direction. Now, does the list get longer with meats and other
things? No. Strict margarita, that's all you need, because you want to be able to taste the tomato and the basil.
Right, and you know, you're cooking it on the grill, so it's just heat. You're not pouring oil on there.
Correct.
So that sounds pretty good to me. I think I'm coming over.
Here's another of one of my pizzas that I love. Pizza crust, again, a little bit of tomato sauce on there. Prior to assembling the pizza itself, I will have taken some green and red peppers and grilled them, some zucchini, What other vegetables do I put on there? Just whatever vegetables. Oh, onions. Vidalia onions on the grill. I grill those, and I sprinkle that on my pizza crust with a little bit of the part skim mozzarella and sprinkle it on there. Is that okay?
Okay, well, my next question is how many pieces you're going to have, because that all sounds great, but of course we have to watch the quantities as well. So are you eating a whole pizza or just a couple of pieces?
Is that a bad thing if I eat the whole pizza myself? I'm just kidding.
Depends on the size of pizza.
I'm just kidding, because it's all about moderation. All right, so let's go back to Taste of Chicago for a couple of minutes. And like, what are the things where we should, you know, the things we should be emphasizing?
Well, I think we should be emphasizing, number one, fun, but also, you know, a little bit of moderation. And again, particularly those that have an underlying condition, and so many of us in the older group, we either our weight's not where it should be or we've got other problems. So just, you know, have fun, but don't overdo it. So that's why we have a kind of a fun way to help you do that. You know, have sample some of those things that you don't usually supposed to have, but we've got a way to help you focus on healthy and have some fun.
Yeah, some of the things that you've got listed here, veggie burgers and grilled. Look for grilled things, right, at Taste?
Sure, grilled things, and we actually are making it easier for you, because if you go down the aisles at Taste of Chicago and you see a green H with a circle around it, that particular vendor has one of our healthier choices items, and you can, you'll be assured, at least for those items, that you're not overdoing it. Certainly sample the other things, but we'll make it easy. Just walk around. We'll actually give you a card to get some stamps when you go to those places and get those items. And if you show up at our tent, we'll enter you in a drawing and do some other fun, healthy activities as well.
Yeah, here's ginger garlic wings. Here is avocado toast from Farmer's Fridge. That sounds absolutely delicious. Here's Lou Malnati's salad. The Malnati salad, which is just loaded with all kinds of different veggies, delicious.
I bet those aren't the things the listeners were expecting on a healthy choice list.
Either, right. So, pulled, you know what? I was talking about pulled pork earlier. I have made pulled chicken and put it out on the table. People can't even tell the difference. Cannot tell the difference. So pulled chicken from the Pork Chop restaurant. Pulled chicken sliders they have, for example. Cucumber gazpacho on a hot day, a nice, cool cucumber gazpacho, one of the most delicious things you could ever have.
Yeah, it's great. As I mentioned, I think we have, you know, 29 restaurants that are participating with us as well. And actually, we've also, interestingly enough, the last few years, had a lot of requests to add gluten-free items and vegetarian items.
Right.
So this
right.
year you're going to find a few more of those either on the Healthy Choice list or scattered around the Taste.
All right. So where would people find Humana at Taste?
Well, we have a tent. It's going to be on Columbus Drive between Jackson Boulevard and the Buckingham Fountain. And certainly if you want more information, the City of Chicago maintains very nice Taste of Chicago site as well as a Facebook page. And you can see the items there, and you can find out how to have some fun and how to come by and see us. It's always a very popular location.
All right. And is there a website if people want to get more info?
Well, I would just go in and look on Google for the City of Chicago itself has a website. But if you're on Facebook and you go to facebook.com/thetasteofchicago, you'll also get to that information.
Very good. Appreciate you joining us, Dr. Neil Fisher with Humana. Have a great 4th of July weekend. Thank you for joining us.
You too, Dean.
Appreciate it. When we come back from the break, I'm going to go tomorrow on the WGN TV morning news. I'm going to be grilling on TV. Mostly they love it when I cook on TV because there's a fairly good chance I'm going to set myself on fire. That's great TV when that happens. I'm going to give you a little sampling of some of the things that you might want to try at home coming up next.